Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to save you money on energy. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. And today, we're kind of excited about today because you probably have been hearing the first of the advertising that has been going on the air about our home and outdoor living show with Answers to Energy in January, the 20th to 22nd. And I wanted to get that out there to let people know, yes, we're ready to go with this. And we did a call out to people who want booths, but I thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about this show in depth, about what has transpired over, I'd say, the last 6 or 7 months here as we move toward merging the two shows and why we did it and what benefit it will be for you, not only our listeners, but also if you're listening and you own a business that could benefit from this show, we want to bring that to your attention as well. And with me is Jody Vandermolen, who is with the Winnebago Home Builders Association. And Jody, first off, welcome, and we're excited about this merger. This is really big deal.
It is, Bill. Thank you for inviting me here today. We are ecstatic and looking forward to the show. The merge has been absolutely awesome. Working together and getting all the stuff together from the two different shows and figuring out how we can make one show and just basically blow it out of the market.
Yeah, and I think that was the goal. The goal is really to bring this together. We both had good shows, and now let's bring it together and make a great show. And let's talk about, first off, your show when it was standing, because it has a long history. Talk about the history of the Home and Outdoor Living Show.
Yeah, so Winnebago Home Builders Association has been doing a Home and Outdoor Living Show for many, many years. Matter of fact, over 20 years. We've done different dates. We've been in February. We've been in March for the last quite a few. Last year we had switched to January, and now we will continue it in January. It's been out at the Sunnyview Expo Center. We have an excellent opportunity to work out there, and the setup is absolutely awesome for us.
Now, have you been there the whole time out there for those 20 years?
Yes.
20 plus years? Really?
To my knowledge, yes.
Really? Okay.
So, I unfortunately don't go back that far with the association.
No. Yeah.
But, you know, from records that I've looked at, yeah, you know, everything that I've seen is still goes back to Sunnyview Expo Center.
Okay.
So it's been a great opportunity, you know, for everybody all around. You know, it's centrally located, easy access off of 41, which is important, free parking, you know, so all of those little things that you can put together to make an awesome show.
And that's huge. You know, you think about that, the parking, the convenience, and believe me, I think we've been at 6 different locations, I want to say, the expo, and it was always convenience was either what was good about that or bad about that.
Right.
I mean, it's how easy it is for people to get to, and really pretty much everybody who's in this listening area knows where the Sunnyview Expo Center is, so that helps a lot.
Right.
Also, we should mention that over the years, because people who are not connected with the show may go, now, is this that show? Because it was called different things over the years. So bring people into the picture there. What was it called in the past?
In the past, it was called the Winnebago Home Builders Association.
Sure.
Actually, it was called WHBA Home and Outdoor Show.
Okay.
And then it transpired into the Home and Outdoor Living Show. And then with this merge, which I think is absolutely awesome, being able to bring that Answers to Energy part of it to make the show a whole, and why not put the two names together,
right,
and make it one, you know, one name. And that has worked out great. I mean, I think it really sets a precedence that it's all about the economy and your life as you live, whether it's your home, your, you know, vehicles, you know, everything that pertains to a person.
Right. Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. It is January 20th through 22nd, Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. And if you are thinking, well, you know, it's so far away, just put it on your calendar. It's okay for now. We don't need you to buy anything or do anything. Just put it in the calendar. However, if you are a possible vendor, then we need to talk. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But, Jody, I wanted to also mention to you, too, that the show has kind of melded together because you mentioned it a little bit. The economy has been one of those things where the energy angle was kind of out there. Always like, well, this is renewable energy. It's not for me. It's not my lifestyle. But now it's kind of all melded together that you can't buy anything today without seeing a sticker, some paraphernalia information about how much it's going to save you money. And I don't care if it's appliances or if it's roofing, anything that you have to do in your home outdoor living involves some savings on energy and looking into it.
Exactly. You know, and we're seeing a huge difference, you know, in the home building industry also, where, you know, people are, you know, very conscious of the electricity that's being used. Is it, you know, going to save me some money? You know, and they realize that it may not save you money immediately to the amount that you want, but over extended period of time, you know, how much you will save. You know, you look at, you know, for instance, ICF building. It's not something that's been real popular in the area. It's been around for over 20 years.
Yep.
But now you're going to start seeing more and more of that because people are conscious of how they're building their house and making it energy efficient and making sure that the appliances are energy efficient, and which is awesome because we need to save that energy for the next couple generations coming down. It needs to be done.
Yep.
So it's just something that's going to continue in our lives, you know, our lifetime, that we have to be energy conscious.
Right. And just so people don't know, ICF stands for insulated concrete forms, which we both know. But it's one of those factors where I remember 10 years ago we were talking about it in Gene Becker. Gene Becker was actually in that seat talking to me, who is now, what is Gene? Is he president?
He's the president of our association.
Association. And Gene is involved in ICFs and building with ICFs. But it was such a newity back then, you had to explain it. Now, it's almost part of construction.
Correct.
It is included into, you may, to the consumer, you may just say, well, we're going to make your home the most energy efficient possible, and let us do all that other work. And ICFs are included in that other work, but you don't know that now.
Right.
That's how important it is to get knowledge about how you're going to build, and I guess that ties back into the Home and Outdoor Living Show of why it's so important for people to come by.
Right.
Because your education level just goes up by a certain percent by showing up. I mean, I found that with the expo. More people than would walk out the door and go, I learned something today.
Right. You know, and that's kind of the neat thing about these shows is that you get an education and not even realizing that you're getting an education,
right.
Whether it's talking to architects, lighting companies, energy efficient companies, you know, your heating and cooling companies, you know, when you talk to them, you're always learning something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk out and don't even realize that, wow, I just got a huge education,
yep.
You know, which is really neat.
And there's so many myths out there in different types of thought processes when it comes to this alternative, because it's called alternative energy, but quite frankly, it makes real good sense.
Right.
And it makes real good sense if you know all the facts. And that's one of the other things we're going to be doing is seminars. We'll have 24 seminars throughout the 3 days loaded with exactly that.
Exactly.
You know, lot of great. And I know we don't have all of it filled yet, but what are some of the people that you know are going to be there? Gene, for instance, is going to do a presentation, right?
Correct. So we have Great Building Concepts, which is the ICF building. Mm-hmm. We'll be there doing a presentation. We do have...
Elon Electric will be there. That's the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is these alternative energies, the price has gone down drastically over the last 10 years. So let's take solar for example. Solar was one of those things where, yeah, it's nice, it's saving the energy, it's using the sun, that's great, but it's so darn expensive. It's now getting to the point where the return on investment is certainly less than 20 years, a lot of times less than 10 years.
And that is huge, and I actually can vouch for that. I actually have solar panels on my home. I can tell you when I was looking at purchasing it, I saw the solar panels, and it was just kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know if I want to purchase this because I know that if something would go wrong, it'd be expensive. I will tell you that I have never, ever had a gas and electric bill in the city of Oshkosh that has hit $200.
Wow.
And it's all due to the fact of having solar on my home.
There you go.
So, you know, hearing those myths, and I was one of them that was a firm believer of what I was hearing and now have found out completely different.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sorry, it can be 30 below zero. And if it's sunny, my house is a balmy 80 degrees.
That's awesome. That's great. Great testament. Jody Vandermolen with us, who is the director of the Winnebago Home Builders Association. And you can go on the website, which is whba.net, to find out all more information about the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy. Or you can call Jody at 235-2962. We especially want you to call if you are thinking of joining us as a vendor. And we're going to talk about that and how quickly things are filling up right after this.
There are so many advantages to building a custom-built modular home by Dowlin Construction this time of year. For one, your home is built indoors, so it's not affected by weather. That means your home will be built on time and more energy efficiently because they can construct your home without gaps that come from expanding or contracting wood. The other big deal is now you can save up to $7,500 off. You heard right, $7,500 off your new home. Even those not looking for a big home could receive $3,000 off. But hurry, this promotion ends at the end of the year. Dowling Construction must have a signed order and down payment by January 1st, 2017, with the home built in spring 2017 to take advantage of this promotion. For details, go to DowlingConstructionInc.com. That's DowlingConstructionInc.com. See the quality yourself at their model home west of Highway 41 off Highway 45 in Oshkosh on Stearns Drive. Find out why more people are saying, I want a Dowling home.
Spotlight, Bill Schultz along with Jody Vandermolen, who is the director of the Winnebago Home Builders Association, and we talk about our merger with the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, January 20th through 22nd at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Yes, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 3 days. We're going to talk a little bit later on about some of the activities we're going to have, but we want to thank Warner Electric Supply, our title sponsor for the event, and also Central Boiler. And we have AHT Wisconsin Windows bringing you the show. Jody, I think from the last meeting that we had together, you were talking about how quickly things are filling up, like way ahead of pace. Why don't we talk about that?
Correct. It's been absolutely awesome. We have been filling our booths up. We are like a month and a half ahead of schedule of where we were last year.
Holy cow.
So the booths are going very fast. They're 10 by 10 booths is a standard booth, but you can get two, three, four. I have one vendor who's got six.
Wow.
You know, so I mean, you can get multiple sizes of booths.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call. Yes, they are going very fast. We'd love to have every business that we could possibly get in there to help them promote their business and bring in the right people to meet with them and, you know, hopefully cool. they can, you know, grow their business.
So last year, because we added booths this year, didn't we?
Correct.
So how many did we have last year?
Last year we had 140.
140. So how many do we have this year?
154.
154. And we're still ahead of pace.
Correct.
Wow. So I'm thinking if we wait here, we meaning someone who's listening who has a chance to be in this show, if we wait a month, certainly by the end of the year, it'll probably be full.
Correct.
And we, you know, we talk about this because, you know, the media, you know, we sensationalize. I know we do. And we say, hurry up. Booths are filling up fast. And you usually have enough that you could last a lifetime. Just keep on adding. We only have so much room in the Sunnyview Expo Center.
Correct.
So this is it. 154 booths. And when they're filled.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, actually what we're sitting at, we have approximately 50 booths left.
Really?
You know, so, you know, it's not the magnitude. You know, when you think of 154 booths and having only about 50 to 60 left, that's not too many.
Yeah. And we should also emphasize the time period here being January 20th through the 22nd and home and outdoor living. You know, sometimes that connection with people go, well, it's outdoor living. It's January. Why are we talking now? For you people who are listening, who are in that business, one, January is a little slow, obviously. And two, this is the time to start to get your leads, start to get that Rolodex filled up with possible business. And this is a great way to do it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, I've talked with a couple of the landscaping companies that we had in last year being in January. And he said when the show ended, he already had his spring completely filled.
Wow.
With names already of who he needed to do work for.
Wow.
You know, so when you have things like that where, you know, it's a landscaping company. Yeah, we're in January. Who's really thinking about it? But in reality, you need to plan that far ahead so that you can get on their schedule because their schedules are filling up that fast.
That's a great point. That is such a great point, especially as let's talk about landscapers. You know, you say, well, you know, I have a pretty good list from last year. A lot of things happen in a year.
Yes.
You know, the economy changes. We can't afford a landscaping anymore. People move. People change. Their lifestyle change. You need to keep on refiltering that through and get people because, I mean, I'll use my parents as an example. It got to the point where they couldn't do their landscaping anymore. But 3 years ago, they weren't even interested in a landscaper.
Right.
You know, so those kind of things just happen and you need to filter it through. And if you're not out there, people don't know who to call.
Right, exactly. You know, and here is a great opportunity, you know, for you to walk through as the consumer to meet with all of these different people, talk to them directly about their business, get information about them, learn some things about them, and, you know, it gives you a great starting point to put your plans together.
And it's a one-stop shop. That's what I love
exactly.
about this show. It's a one-stop shop to say, okay, we're looking to put on a deck, okay? And another couple, we're looking to add another room. We're looking to build a home. We're, you know, everybody has these dreams that they have for 2017, 18, 19. And It all depends on what route you want to take on that floor to see who you want to do it. But you don't have to go through massive emails and yellow pages and make calls. This is a great opportunity to see people face to face.
Right, exactly.
And what I find, and I don't know what your history is the people who have booths here. Yes, it's 3 days. It's a long weekend. You know, it's a lot of work. These people are exhausted at the end of the 3 days, but it's a good exhausted.
Right.
Because they have come face to face with people. And I'm telling you, I don't care the internet and all that kind of stuff. It's great. You can get a lot of information. But face to face, making that connection beats everybody hands down.
Right. You know, and especially nowadays, you know, with all the stuff that goes on in, you know, in the area, bringing in a business into your home, you know, looking at having somebody come in and do your windows or do your furnace or adding an air conditioning unit and things like that. This gives you a great opportunity to meet that business and know and feel that trust that you can have them in your house and that you are comfortable with that. It starts that relationship. And I think, you know, I'm a firm believer that that is where business is done, is when you have that relationship and you have that trust from the consumer to the business owner. That's what makes your business. Okay. And nowadays, like I said, you know, you have to have that because you don't know who you're, you know, are you bringing in the right people? There's a lot of things out there of people doing work on people's homes and not finishing and taking off and things like that. Yep. You know, here you have that opportunity to meet with them. And if they're going to take the time to be in these expos, they're going to be there for you.
Right. And that face-to-face, ask your questions. This is the place to bring your questions to the table and compare questions. Go to contractor A and see how he answers that question. Go to B, go to C, go to D, and see how they all answer that question. And then you decide in a much better relationship, much better atmosphere of who would be best for you to work with. And that's awesome. So if people are interested, they can call you?
Correct.
235-2962, 235-2962. But also the sign-up sheet is right on the website, correct?
Yes. So okay. If you go to WHBA.net, click on the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, and I do have the map of the facility of Sunnyview Expo Center along with the application to rent booths.
Okay, great. So you can kind of see how the layout is going to be and go from there. So let's now talk about a little bit of how these 3 days are going to lay out here. Friday, when we open things up, and that things open up at 3 o'clock and go until 8, because it's Wisconsin and it's Friday, we have what?
We have a Friday Fish Fry.
That's awesome. I just think that is so awesome. So we have cooking facilities there. We have everything to cook in there.
Right. We do have the 4-H that comes in and does all of our cooking, and we have talked with them, and we will have a Friday night fish fry. And, you know, we will also have refreshments that will be available.
There'll be a bar.
There is a bar.
There is a bar. Okay. So you have no excuse then because we got to go out for Friday fish. You can come right here for Friday fish.
Exactly.
Now, do we know a menu? Do we know what is perch? Do we know what's going to be on the menu?
We plan on perch.
Perch. Okay. Sounds good. That's
the Friday fish fry.
That's it. Now, Saturday... we will have actually our day sponsor on Saturday will be Leaf Guard, and they're returning with a little bit of what they're going to do here.
Right. So once again, we love the idea of what Leaf Guard does. It's a great opportunity where they bring in trees, and they're a spruce tree that is a Yingling, and the first 500 people will receive that tree that comes in on Saturday and the first 500 on Sunday.
So you just go in and grab a tree.
Grab a tree. And, you know, there'll be instructions. And, yes, it is in January, so obviously you can't plant it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, I know people who have their tree from last year, and it's growing beautiful. They give you directions on how to keep it going. And then you know, available for you to plant it in the spring. And I have three of them in my yard from years back, and they're growing great.
That's what Josh told me that on the phone. He said, we have people every year who say, I have one tree from the first year, then the next year, then the and we're watching them grow. Of course, Josh has a method to his madness because he's hoping these trees will grow and then get into your gutter, the leaves, and then he'll have a gig. So that's okay. That's fine. That's what it's all about. And then on Sunday, because you know, Sunday is brunch time type of thing, we are having what?
We are going to do a Bloody Mary bar.
Love that. Just love that. Yeah, so all the fixins?
All the fixins.
Now, do we have an actual bar there? Is that it, or are we just going to serve off a trough? What's happening there?
We have a full-fledged bar.
You do?
Okay. And I let me rephrase that. We sell beer due to the fact that we just have one type of a liquor license.
Temporary license kind of thing.
And so what you will do is, for the Bloody Mary bar, there will be stuff there. It will all be pre-made and everything like that. But all the fixings, and you can put in what you would like. So it'll be all, you know, like a little buffet type style for you to make your Bloody Mary and make it to your liking.
We should also mention, people, because on Sunday, the times here, Friday is from 3 to 8. Saturday is from 10 to 5. That's the big day. And then Sunday is from 9 to 3.
Correct.
And the 3, we are well aware. I've had a few people ask me this. Do you know that's the championship weekend for the NFC and AFC? Yes, we do. And that's why we're ending it at 3, because the earliest game that will take place, if it's the Packers, even if it's the earliest game will be a 3:15, 3:30, whatever it is, kind of game that they will. So we'll have plenty of time to go to the show and still come back and watch. So it's not going to be a noon game, in other words. It is going to be a 3:15 something game.
And, you know, and it works out for the vendors too. If you're a vendor there and you're, you know, we hope that the Packers make it. If they are in it, we do have takedown on Monday also.
Okay.
So you do not have to take down right away on Sunday. So if you want to, you know, get out right away so that you can still go and take in the game, it still works for you.
Again, the website is whba.net to get your application in. And Jody, 235-2962, 235-2962, the Home and Outdoor Living Show with Answers to Energy, January 20th through 22nd at the Sunnyview Expo Center in Oshkosh. Jody, good seeing you. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Listen next week as we spotlight another business and show you ways to save hundreds and thousands of dollars on energy. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please call 230-0801 and speak with Bill Schultz.